Yeah, I guess first final for South Africa in a World Cup. What does it feel like?
Yeah, really a proud moment. Obviously, we've had great teams in the past, great players. So, you know, we're really happy with the achievement. It's for the whole country and for the players that have played before us. But, you know, it's just another step closer for us to achieve the goal that we came here to achieve. And it's obviously amazing that we're going to be in the final, but, you know, we've got one more hurdle to overcome.
Tailspin just tweeted how emotional he is. Did you get a chance to have a word with
him? Yeah, I actually did speak to him after the game, and, you know, he gave me a massive hug and said the exact same thing, you know. That, like I said to you, this is not just for us, it's for the people back home and the players that have played before us. You know, they've laid the foundation for the team to progress, and, you know, it's just our duty to take it one step forward.
Is there a risk of getting ahead of yourself, or how will you just process it so that you're ready come the final without, you know, baggage of emotions coming from?
No, absolutely not. There's no such thing. As you would have seen throughout the whole campaign from this team, you know, we haven't even worried about the second fixture that was ahead of us. You know, it was just about the next game and the next and the next. So, you know, now we've got to the final. We can sit down, you know, see who we're going to be facing, and then do our preparation as we have done for every single team.
You've been part of some close finishes. Sorry, just last one from me. You've been part of some close finishes before also, and they have gone either way. The ones that you've lost and ones that, and you tended to not come out on the right side. Now, in every close match you've won, do you feel any difference when you're on the field in the vibes in the team, in the feel that you have, in the confidence that you have?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You know, this World Cup, we had 7 close games, and we came, you know, over the line every single time. So I think that narrative of us not doing well in tight situations, I think we've answered that enough times this tournament. And now it's just about, you know, playing the game that's ahead of us and, you know, see how the final
goes.
Have
you felt any difference out in the middle in the way you are reacting emotionally to those situations?
No, we're just looking at things the way we need to do, you know. Previous game was a quarterfinal, must win. We overcame that challenge. It was a close game, as were the others as well. So, no, everybody's really relaxed. And, you know, in this team, no one is given the responsibility to win the game for the team. You know, if you can see maybe other teams or the Proteus teams of the past, there was a specific batter that was relied upon. There was a specific bowler that was relied upon. You know, I personally cannot pinpoint which bowler is responsible for making us win or which batter is responsible for making us win. And I'm sure you guys have seen that throughout the campaign as well. You know, normally in most teams, if you get one or two of the main batters out, you know, the team panics. Whereas with us, who's that guy? Nobody. You know, everybody is responsible for doing their bit to make us win. And that's just the way we've rolled, you know. And as always, some guys will have a good game, some guys will have a bad game. But, you know, as a squad, we have individuals that are capable of winning games on their own. So we're perfectly happy with that. You know, if somebody gets a duck or a bowler goes for 40 or 50 runs, it's not the end of the world. Some other bowler covers for them, and vice versa, you know, with the batters. So that's just the way we operate, and we're comfortable with it. And I think that's what's helped keep the nerves at bay as well, because if something goes wrong, no issues. Somebody will step up to try and cover up.
Can you just take us into the dressing room today when what was it like? Was there a sense of relief? Or like, what? Just take us into the
lesson. No, just happiness, you know, naturally. Of course, it is a fact that it's the first South African men's team, senior team, to make it into a World Cup final. So, of course, it's a huge achievement. But like I said, when we arrived for the World Cup, we didn't come here to get to the final. You know, we came here to win the final, as did all the other teams. But, you know, for us, it's nothing over the top. Of course, we were celebrating, really happy about it. But we'll have the night tonight, travel tomorrow to Barbados, and then regroup and get ready for the final. So pretty chilled once the, you know, initial celebrations were done.
Just on your role and how you fit into this bowling attack, from the heavyweights and the top, depending on who's opening, just where you fit in. You said nobody has specific roles, but like, where do you fit in?
Even I don't know where I fit in. No, it's, you know, it's very fluid. Sometimes the skipper asks me to strike. Sometimes the skipper asks me to hold the game. So, you know, sometimes I'll bowl early in the innings. Sometimes I'll bowl at the death. So those are the things that we are very comfortable with, all the guys in the unit, you know. And we're comfortable because we know, and everybody has an understanding. On some days it won't work for you. On other days it will, but when it does, you know, we have the capability of winning the game on our own. So, you know, my job is simple. Just rock up when I'm required to play and try and do my best. Whether it's on the day to strike or maybe to strangle the opposition, I'm comfortable doing both.
It hasn't even been a topic of conversation, what's happened in the past. Has there been previous World Cups where it has been, where it has been discussed?
Not necessarily within the group, but I suppose there's a lot of noise from the outside, you know, and naturally it would be, because history is something that, you know, you carry with. But the thing is, it's not this group. From what I see, this group got together probably from the 2021 T20 World Cup. And there as well, we were very strong throughout the World Cup. We had one bad game against the Netherlands. We were out 20... Sorry, that was run rate, I think. 2022, that was a game against the Netherlands. We were strong in the World Cup. 2023, we were strong. You know, we qualified second in the log, played the semi-final, and now 2024, we're in the final. So this group of guys doesn't really have that baggage, you know. We've actually done really well in World Cups. Of course, we haven't won it yet, but at the end of the day, there's only one team that ever wins, right? So I think that chatter of all the history and all of that, it's not too specific to this group of guys, you know, because we've actually done really well at World Cups. And, you know, over the years, you learn. Like in life, you learn from bad experiences, you learn from good experiences, and you try and implement things a bit better. So, yeah, there wasn't any hoo-ha about that. We just... Yeah, like I said, it sounds simple, but we really just focus on the next game as the games came.
Do you feel like going to the... No, that's not an on-the-record thing. Do you feel like going to that tent?
Sorry?
Do you feel like going to that party tent now?
No, we have a final to Thank you.
Thank you so much. You set the game up, you know, for the 2 weeks in the first couple of goals. Did you realize at that point that you guys were already on
a roll? Yeah, we weren't sure how the wicket was going to play. So at that time, we were just happy to get two early or one early wicket or one wicket in the first over. And then when I got the second one, also was very glad. And I think third over, when I got my third wicket, we sort of saw how the wicket was playing. And then we knew, okay, cool, if we stick to our guns, but if we bowl well, then we stand a chance to bowl them out earlier.
And like, you are one of the younger members of this side, like, obviously you're aware of it, but like, you know, have you understood the baggage of this whole, like, South Africa never reached the men's World Cup final, and like, what does it mean that you have like this?
Yeah, I'm too young to, I don't believe in that anymore, which I think I'm very lucky and fortunate, but I think for the guys that have been playing for a long time, for them to also buy in and sort of like change that not narrative but that thinking when it comes to this team, I think is very good. And then going into this final, we're very confident, and we're just gonna give it our best, and whatever happens. We all know on a final anything can happen, so we're just gonna go out and play our best game. But in terms of that, not that Joker's label or whatever, I'm glad I think personally we changed that a little bit in this World Cup, because the games that we've played, not a lot of teams would have gone and got those wins over the line. So I think we did really well, but now we're just focusing on the final.
Aiden just said that like, you guys as a bowling group have failed the batters out a few times. Like, so what is the messaging within the bowling group, the fast bowlers in this kind of...
I think the batters bailed us out as well, more times than we can count as well. But I think this World Cup, we realised that on these type of wickets and what we're getting, and to realise that which facet or which like skill will have a little bit of an up hand. And I think we as a bowling unit, we recognise that, okay, cool, if the wicket is playing difficult, then we know we have to be on our A game, and I think we've done that pretty well.
Just wondering if Mitchell Starc is someone that you've ever spoken to about bowling, or someone that you've looked up to.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because this IPL asked him a few questions. We met in the gym at the ground that one day before the final, and I asked him a couple of questions on how he swings the ball and like what he focuses on, and that helped me a lot. We're similar but we're different in our own ways. Like he gets a lot of pace off the wickets where I get a little bit more bounce. So I took what I could from that, and he's a very nice guy, and he was more than willing to do chat and share what his processes are and how he thinks and how he sees the game, which I really appreciate.
Do you consider yourself a great guy to be involved in the way you put yourself up front tonight? Really say that
it's
your role to try and make an impact
with the
new ball?
Yeah, definitely. I always try and take wickets with the new ball because we know, or I know personally, if I get it to swing, I can make it count. It's just all about getting it in the right area and the right length, depending on the wicket and how the wicket is played.
Michael, I know it's not a pleasant memory. I just want to take you back to that Calcutta ODI in the World Cup, which was like supposed to build up as a big final before the final, and you of course didn't have the best of times. Can you just tell us what was going through your mind at that time and what lessons you've learned from that game?
Yeah, I think a lot of things came into it. One of them probably being a long spending a lot of time away from home, and then also physically being drained, because 50 over cricket and playing it in India is for everyone that played at World Cup, I'm sure they were physically tested, and especially at the back end of that tournament, you've played a lot of games. There's obviously India's known for its heat and for its humidity at certain places, so I think it was a mixture of both, but at the end of the day I just think it was one of those days where it's not your day, you have those days. And yeah, at the end of that game, I realised that, okay, cool, today probably wasn't my day, but other guys like Gerald and those type of guys, they did well. So I think for me, it was just one of those days where nothing was going my way, if it makes sense.
So what have you consciously what have you consciously tried to do different here? Because there's a lot of travel involved here, there's a lot of chance of fatigue here. So what have you tried to do different to make sure that doesn't happen?
Yeah, it's similar. It's almost similar here, also with the humidity and the heat. I just think personally for me, I've been doing well in terms of my nutrition and what I eat and when I eat it and what I drink. Like I've made a conscious effort to drink a lot of water, especially on off days and travel days. And then, on game day, I just try and switch my physical fatigue off, if it makes sense. I try and not think about it, which I think I've done pretty well.
Great,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my hand.
Thanks,
see you.